Well, we'll start it off. Office is a China Hall on a Friday.
Friday.
We made it. Yes.
We made it to Friday.
Bless America. I'm excited because today like the first day?
Opening day.
Oh my gosh.
Opening day.
And I got you to be on the podcast.
I know. It's been a great day.
That is awesome. That is so cool.
We're pumped.
You can share it on your Facebook and just decide what you want to share. As far as I'm on a podcast or something like that.
We're on a podcast.
Kind of like I'm on a boat, but you're on a podcast.
You should make a song.
Offices at China Hall is a co-working space in downtown. We've been trying to do cool interviews with cool people, and you are here.
And we are cool.
And you are cool.
We're here and cool. So you have achieved both of those things.
Yes. Introduce yourself.
I am Kayla Felstead, born and raised in Rochester, Minnesota. But I am the owner of Swoon Lash Boutique. Well, now Swoon Lash and Beauty Lounge. So we have a spot in Edina and now brand new to Rochester. My lovely co-host.
I am Taya McGovern, and as well born and raised in Rochester. And I'm Kayla's first employee. So.
My first. So
nice.
Proud.
Yes.
So proud.
So I'll be down here in Rochester every day, and she'll be up in the cities and then popping in downtown Rochester to help me out here and there.
And where are you located in Rochester?
So we're on Broadway. We're on South Broadway. It's 328 South Broadway. We're right next to Patterson Dahlberg and Fagan Studios, right on the main strip there.
Nice.
Yeah.
And
good spot.
What is Swoon? Like, what do you guys do?
We do it all. Just kidding. We do, our main thing is
snow
eyelash
removal?
Extensions. We can do that for you, too.
Yeah.
You just ask
just
us.
Like, I got to pay my rent.
We will do whatever you need. So we do eyelash extensions. So it's like the natural, we put extensions on your natural lashes one by one. So it's different than like the falsies, the ones that are one-time use. So they last about 2 to 4 weeks. So that's our main thing. Taya does eyebrow waxing and tinting. And then we're hoping to add some, like, maybe some spray tanning on in the future.
Nice.
So that's our main. I'd say eyelashes is our main thing, and we're hoping to get more brow clients in soon, too.
When you both were, so you're from Rochester.
Yeah.
When you were both going to school, did you know each other, or how did this come to be that?
I knew her brother.
Yeah.
So
okay.
She's,
I'm a few years younger than
you. Yeah. She was in eighth grade when I was a senior in high school, so she's, like, way younger than me.
Oh,
but, yeah,
young.
So I knew her brother a little bit. And it's a funny story because I was over with hanging out with her brother, and I was like, Riley, your sister is going to be so pretty someday. And he was like, shut up. I'm like, you're going to have to watch out because, like, she's going to be so pretty. But I distinctly remember that. And so it's so funny that, like, now we're working on this project together. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's been so fun. And we, like, clicked instantly. We didn't really, like, know each other. We obviously knew each other because we're from the same town, and she has siblings as well as I, so we've connected that way, but we clicked instantly, and it was like we were meant to meet each other.
I know. We were, like instant best friends.
Yeah, definitely meant to happen.
Yeah, it was awesome. Cool. It was awesome.
And Swoon, where did this idea come from?
So I originally, when I started this, it was like a little project I wanted out of my basement to make, like, a few extra dollars every month. So I, thought of the name. I wanted something with two O's next to each other or two A's next to each other so that I could put eyelashes on the logo. And so I was like thinking of all these words, and I wanted it to be something different where, like, someone heard the word and was like, oh, that's her. And I didn't want it to be like Lashes by Kayla or, you know, the Lash Boutique or, you know, something simple. So I was like, oh, like, I like this word, swoon. Like, it means like win somebody over. It means like you're swooning someone. So I was like, that'd be good. I mean, I guess. So I kind of just, like, did it one day, and it just took off. And I actually thought about changing my name, like, multiple times because I'm like, I don't know. Some people call it Swoosh, and I'm like, that drives me crazy. But, yeah, no, it stuck. And people know Swoon now. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just what they know. So
did you do it in Rochester before you started in Edina?
No.
You didn't? Okay.
Yeah, so I was doing it out of my, like, rental house in Edina, just out of my basement for, like, a few girls, and then it kind of took off after that.
And is this a new thing? Eyelash extensions? Like, has it been?
It's been around for a long time, but I think it's just gotten popular because more people have found out what it is.
Yeah.
It's such a cool, like, simple thing to do to, like, enhance your own beauty. It's not like you're stuck with it. So I think that's why a lot of people are enjoying it, because it's something that just makes your eyes pop. It's not, like, anything crazy that's permanent.
Yeah. Hmm. And it's completely customizable too, which I think people like. Like, you can do dramatic, you can do natural. Like, it looks like your own eyelashes. Like, people be like, oh my gosh, like, your eyelashes are so pretty. And they're like, they don't even know that they're fake. Yeah. So it's just a time saver. And boys don't really get the whole mascara thing, yeah. but it's just a time saver in the morning. You can wake up and go.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we love that.
Yeah. You're in Edina and you're doing it out of the rental house. Like, when did you actually feel like you needed a space? Like, so what hit?
I did, like, a couple girls who had a big following on Instagram, and they, like, would post about me, and then all of a sudden it was like, holy crap, like, this is gonna be something. And, you know, I had people, like, they'd have to knock on my door, and I'd answer, and I had to pull my dog back because he's barking at them, and so I'd have to, like, bring him down to my creepy basement. And it was just like, okay, at some point I have to, like, do something with this. And right around that time that I kind of realized that and got a little more popular, the laws changed, and so you can no longer do it out of your house unless your house was a licensed salon. So it was kind of like that friendly little nudge I needed to, like, get out and, like, make something of it. So there was it's called Salons by JC, and it's a suite rental sharing space. And so there's one right across the street from my house, and I was like, well, I'll go check that out. And it was like the perfect transition into owning an actual space.
Yeah. Cause I just went into Soma. No, not Soma. What's
Sola?
Sola.
Sola. Yeah.
And
yeah.
I had never really walked into one of those spaces, but everybody really has their own space defined as their, like, it just felt to me as a good, I don't know if you call it launching pad. Maybe it's just a good place to really open a business. Yeah. It seems like that setting.
And it gets people out of, like, the working hourly at a commission based job. Like, it, I don't know. It's a good
way to be your own boss.
Yeah, too. Definitely.
You don't
have to
work for anyone else and do exactly what you want.
Yeah. Yeah. It's your own little business.
One thing that caught my attention in what you shared is, like, you put it out on Instagram and people just started. So Instagram was like.
Yeah. It's huge.
It's
everything. Yeah.
Is it really?
Instagram has been everything for
us.
Like, it's crazy. I mean, I've had like a couple, like, I think, like, they call them, like, influencers, but just girls with, like, a really big following, and, like, people want what these girls do. So when this girl posts about her eyelashes, like, people want those eyelashes. And so it's just been, I mean, it's free advertising, and it's been, like, the most incredible, like, advertising.
Do you think you would be where you're at right now without Instagram?
Not at all. No, not even close.
From our first meeting at a little coffee shop, like, we had people messaging us, like, crazy.
Because you were sharing it on Instagram.
Yeah, we were kind of like, ooh, what's going on?
What are we up to?
What are we up to?
And every time we'd get together for, like, weeks on end, we'd post, like, oh, what are we up to? And then when we finally got this space, we just gave a little snippet. And people were like, what in the world is going on?
What is going on?
They, like, obviously knew it was something with Swoon, but like, Rochester, no. Like, of course not. It won't be Rochester. And then, sure enough. So,
right.
That's pretty cool.
And it's a funny story because when I had my spot in Edina, like, I had thought about having a spot in Rochester because I have multiple clients that would drive up from Rochester every 2 weeks.
Mm.
And so Taya came to me and she was talking, and we were just talking about how, like, Rochester doesn't really have, like, a specialized lash studio that's just, you know, specializes just that. There's studios that do lash extensions here, but not, like, specializing in them.
Yeah.
And so she was like, oh, I know, like, I think Rochester needs that. And I was like, I know, it's, like, my dream to open one in Rochester. But I need to find somebody to work it for me because I can't be in two places at once. And she's like, well, I'm a licensed esthetician. And I'm like, wait a second. And she's like, I would work for you. And so it was literally the first time we met. We were like, okay, we're business partners. Let's do it. It was
Let's
crazy.
Go.
Really, that next week is when I reached out to you.
Yep.
And then, what was it, the week after that, we, like, found location.
Yeah. It was
so
nuts.
Which taking it to when you're looking for space in Rochester, and I find this fun just because we're all younger, is that I was messaging you on Instagram.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I'm like,
so that's where Instagram comes into play.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, it was easy to communicate. You're obviously active on there.
Right.
And that's how we were initially going back and forth.
Yeah.
I had no idea what Swoon meant. So, like, I saw you put it as a hashtag and I dug into Swoon. I'm like, I don't get this. Like, what does Swoon even do? Like, what is, but now I get it.
Now you get it. Yeah.
So you're in your first location in Edina. Were you a little scared as to being able to afford your rent, or was it like business was good and initially you?
Oh my gosh, it was terrifying. I remember, like, calling my mom so many times, like, Mom, can I do this? And I'd, like, set out, okay, so if I had 4 clients today, that would equal this, and that would pay for this amount of days here. So it was, like, so scary. But it was like the best decision I've ever made. Like, I think if I would have jumped from basement to storefront, it would have been like way too much for me because there's a lot more that goes into it. But that little transition was like perfect and exactly what I needed. And now, like, I'm just so busy there that I'm like, I need a new space and I need another worker because it's just taken off.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And what was it like getting into business? Because there's so much more than just doing the eyelash extensions.
Yeah, yeah. And that's kind of like what we like too, is like we make it about the experience, not just the eyelashes. Like, you know, a lot of these salons that you'll go to, you'll lay down, you'll take a nap, it's quiet, it's relaxing. Like, we want to be friends with our clients. Like, we genuinely like love people. And I have made so many friends from just doing lashes, and they all turn into my friends. I'm like, well, now you're stuck with me forever because you like your lashes, but now you're my friend. So I think that's kind of what we like separate like from other salons. That's what we like, is like we treat them like, and we're like, we give them advice and we're like their therapists. And like, it's just crazy the relationships you develop because you see them every 2 weeks, mm-hmm. you know, and it's like a forced friendship.
Yeah.
Hmm. So don't come to us unless you want to be friends. We love people.
Yeah.
Rewinding the clocks, would you do anything different in your first location? Is there anything that stands out?
Not that I can think of. I mean, my prices were pretty low at the time, but I think that's what got people in. That's got them meeting me and like learning about me. And then once they had the lashes on, it was like, okay, I really like these. So maybe like pricing, maybe, but I guess I wouldn't change that because it brought a lot of people in because they were like, oh, you know, this is cheap. I don't know anything about it. Let's try it and see. No, I don't think I would change anything.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
How about finding your new location? What did you have envisioned what you were looking for in Rochester? Or like, how did that?
Yeah.
What was that conversation like? Were you sitting around and like, this is where we need?
She was like, Taya, look for a space. Like, I'm pretty busy this week. Like, and we wanted to do it as quick as possible. And so I was just looking any free chance I had. And all the places that we saw, they were like, okay, but it wasn't, like, nothing stood out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and they were all downtown Rochester. It's hit or miss. You can either make something of a small office or mm-hmm. pay an arm and a leg for a huge space. And the small places just weren't what we were really looking
yeah.
for.
Yeah, we wanted to be like a big open space.
Yeah, and have some character to it. So when I found the place that we're in, I sent it to her immediately, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, this is it.
This
like,
is
this
it.
Has so much potential.
Yeah.
Please, like, let's just do it.
Yep.
And so, yeah, I think that's right when we connected. And
I think I came down, like, 2 days later. Like,
yeah.
I was like, it was, like, after work. I drove straight down here for, like, an hour, looked at it. I literally walked in, and I was like, oh, I wanted a brick wall.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, all right, I think this is what I want. And, what, 2 weeks later, we had figured out an agreement or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it all happened, like, super fast.
So fast.
But I mean, it was like a perfect fit. Like, it was like one of those things where you just like know that it's
yeah.
right.
Mm-hmm.
I think one thing it took, is there any questions? If anybody has any questions, let us know.
Yeah, let
us
know.
We're willing to, they're keeping an eye on the questions.
Yeah.
I think one thing that was a hurdle we had to get over was educating the property owner about what you're looking to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because one, I don't, you know, being a young business owner, it's, people look at that as it's a risky,
mm-hmm.
Business for them to take to
right.
have you, because will you be sustainable? I think
mm-hmm.
it helped you had a location up in the cities.
Yeah.
But then two, to explain what you do as a service, and they're like, there's enough money in that?
Yeah, like, they're like, you glue something to people's eyes.
Right.
Like, it just didn't,
so
I don't think people get it until they actually get it done and they're like, oh my gosh, like mm-hmm. I would do this every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think now it's been cool to see your space develop into what it's turned into.
Mm-hmm.
Talk a little bit about what you've done to this space since you've got
so
it.
So we did like a total repaint of it. And so my dad, he's a contractor here in Rochester. So he's been like our right hand man. He's just done everything for us, which is amazing. But so we repainted, we actually didn't do a whole lot structurally. Like, we added a reception desk. We have like a greenery sign with a neon swoon in it. Made a little sitting area, but other than that, like, nothing major. We had to add a sink
mm-hmm.
because of the board rules, but other than that, like, it was pretty like set up for us. We didn't have to do a lot, which was really nice.
I think with the color scheme and like aesthetic that we picked, it was very appealing to like the brand.
Yeah.
And it kind of made it look a lot more modern without us having to change too much, like, structurally and taking away too much of the history, which is cool.
Yeah.
It's such an old building, and it has so many different cool characters to it that people ask, like, oh, why is there, like, black paint on the wall?
Yeah.
And like, oh, well, that's... That's
part of the history.
1862. Yeah. Yeah, it's cute. And I remember thinking, like, oh, I really want to paint this wall. Like, that was my one thing. I was like, I just want to paint it. But now looking back, I'm so glad I didn't paint it because it works so well.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's just like that kind of like comfortable feel, which is what we want.
Yeah.
One thing that's nice with hardwood floors and brick, it seems somewhat timeless.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, and you can, like you said, you're adding to it and it's making it feel even more modern, right?
Right.
So is there any questions?
Nope, not yet.
All right, bring them. Swoon, the sign is flipping awesome. Like, is it neon?
Yeah, it's a neon sign in cursive. So that was like my one thing I knew I wanted was like a neon sign. So then we bought the greenery for behind it, put it all together, and then attached the Swoon sign on top of the greenery.
And I remember you said like the Swoon sign, beautiful, it's, you know, it's just fits the space. You didn't expect that it came with this large electrical box.
you're like, where are we gonna put that?
Can't like carve it into the wall very easily.
Right. And like, thank goodness for my dad, because
seriously.
I mean,
I got this.
Yeah.
Like, don't even worry about it. We'll just attach a few extra leaves. Like, it's fine.
And we literally like were putting that sign up the day of our launch party at like noon. And we had like 3 hours until our party. And I was like, oh my gosh, is this going to get put up? And he's just like casually putting it together. But yeah, I mean, we figured it out right until the very last minute, which is good.
And you like can't even tell unless you really look that.
So don't go look.
Yeah, don't.
It's camouflaged.
Yeah.
What about, you know, if you look back and you think about Instagram, what would you provide for advice for anybody? It can be cosmetology related or just a young business owner. Like, what are some ways they should use Instagram to help build that awareness,
build a
for
business.
Their yeah
I would say, and this might not work for everybody, but reaching out to people who have a really big following or like loyal followers who you can tell like they engage with a lot, that was the biggest like growth for me, was like doing someone's lashes for free and just like, oh hey, could you do a post for us, has been incredible. So I would say reach out to like even like local influencers, so like somebody that maybe is on the news, or just getting people to post about you is perfect. So maybe do like a free service if they post about you, or $5 off, or you know, whatever it is. If it's like a free brow wax, then if you post, people see that and then they follow you, and then they follow you for a while, and then they just continue to
That's really good advice.
And I think a lot of people are really scared to like give something away for free, but the reward it brings is huge. It's been crazy.
What do you think? You got any advice?
I'd say as far as Instagram posting, like your page is what you make it. Like, it's really cool or trendy, if you want to say that right now, to kind of have a theme to your page. So if you really put in a lot of effort, which people might think is silly, like spending 10 minutes on making a post look really cool, but as much or as many people that attracts and brings in, it's totally worth it.
Yeah.
And it's like she said, free advertising, and you can do like I said, as much as you want with it, which is so cool because they didn't used to have that. And since social media is so popular right now, anyone can see it, not just your followers.
And like, if you don't know how to make it like a good Instagram, hire someone that knows what they're doing, because it's free. Like I've never paid for a single advertising anywhere. So
you're not in the newspaper, you're not advertising up in Edina?
No. I'm nothing. I got nothing.
Instagram.
Just Instagram. Instagram and word of mouth.
You have a website? You have a website.
I do have a website.
You
build
that?
Is that free?
Did you build it yourself?
No, I had a girl named Christina. And she did like our branding, she did our website, she was incredible.
So I would consider that part of advertising.
I guess that would be.
Because they Google, and then it comes through Google with how you're pulling that
but
off.
But I would say like, you know, 75% of people find us either like on Instagram or word of mouth.
Yeah.
And maybe 5% that Google it.
Right.
But I mean, it's not a huge part of our business, which is different.
I saw this recently. You set up a separate profile for the business side, right?
Yeah.
What's the thinking behind that? And the reason I ask, like for me personally, being in commercial real estate, I just keep it myself. Mm-hmm. And that's, you can do it anyway. So what's your thinking behind that?
So people often say like, don't mix personal and business. business, which is like mm-hmm. kind of what it applies to, but not necessarily. It's kind of a page that she has the Swoon Beauty Lounge page, and then I'm kind of branched off just a little bit so I can show like my personal work.
Yeah.
And then we have the main page that we can like share mm-hmm. what our work is. But it's really cool to see if someone knows that they booked an appointment with me, they can look, oh, this is the work that she's done. Oh, I'm so excited to get my lashes done by her because what an amazing job.
Yeah.
Or like that. And they can find our website from that page. It's just another form of like carrying on that advertising to the next step.
Right.
So yeah, it's really cool just to kind of make a different profile for yourself, for your business that just attracts more people.
They're it adds a personal touch to it. Exactly. Where it's like, oh, like I feel like I know Taya now. Yeah. Like, it's not just Swoon. It's I know one of the employees of Swoon.
Yeah. It's just a little bit more personable, and I think it makes people feel a little bit closer to us.
Yeah.
And one thing I thought of is on your personal, if it was like your personal account that you've built since day one of Instagram, if it was all eyelashes, like all of a sudden it just converted to all eyelashes, I'd be like, what happened to Taya?
Yeah. Like what is she doing? Yeah. So she has like a, you know, she has her own, you know, specific thing so that people choose to follow her because they're like, oh, I want to see her work and I want to book an appointment with her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you, on the booking side, are you managing that? Like, through an app or anything? Like, have you incorporated technology in any way?
Yeah, we use Square. Yeah. Cool. So Square's been a huge help. And so we have, like, on our website, you can book in Edina or you can book in Rochester. And so Square's allowed us to kind of have those two different things. And that's what we do, like, all of our credit card processing and everything through. So it's been a really easy tool. And do you feel like it was easy to learn how to use?
Yeah, it's so easy. And it's so easy for, like, the consumer, too. They can just click the link, book their appointment all online. We do have a phone as well, so it's nice. Like, we had a phone call today. It helped a girl out. She had some questions. That's also super easy. Mm-hmm. It's just in today's day and age, it's easier maybe if you're in a meeting and you want to get your eyelashes done, you can just go book on your phone and book it really quick. You don't have to set aside time to call in.
Yeah. So. And Square sends reminders, too. So it's like in 3 days prior, it's like, oh, you have this appointment. Like, cancel or reschedule if you can't make it. And 1 day prior. So it sends you two notifications like, okay, your appointment's coming up. Just as like an extra reminder.
Are you doing any newsletters through Square? Because I feel like you can do that as well.
Like, you can do that. We haven't yet, but I was thinking like, you know, maybe come like Christmas time or Valentine's Day, we'll probably do something.
When you start your podcast, you got to share.
Yes. We are going to start a podcast. Yes. We don't know what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about something.
Because every single week when you do your podcast, you got to let people know you did your podcast. Yeah. So via the newsletters you distribute it.
Exactly. We'll teach you Instagram. You teach us podcasting.
Yes, let's do it. Swoon. What's the master plan? What's the big vision? Do you have a big vision?
This was my big vision.
Sweet.
Rochester.
And you killed it.
And I killed it. So cheers. People always ask like, okay, so where to next? But like, I truly want to have a personal touch to my stores. And so I just think the bigger you go, the less you have that personal touch. Like, I can't be in.
Yeah,
you know,
no, that's fair.
And I want people to know me, and I want, you know, I want to know them. So, I mean, this is kind of my vision. I'd love to expand in the cities. I mean, I'm just in a small suite right now, so I'd love to have something similar in the cities that I do to Rochester. But after that, I think I'm good. I just want to, I truly want it to be authentic, and I want it to be the same for everybody, whether they go to Rochester or Edina, like they get the same service. So I don't want to lose that.
When does like the first Swoon products come out? Like Swoon eyelash conditioner?
Oh, we already got some.
Oh, you do?
We have some.
Oh, you're ahead of it.
In the next few weeks, we'll have some products on our shelves. So, we'll see.
Helps with the hydration?
Oh, yeah. Helps with cleansing. Gives you all the good nutritional benefits.
Yep. Everything you've ever wanted.
And it's labeled Swoon?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Swoon lash bath.
Nice.
It's a bath for your lashes.
That is a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's good.
I think there are a lot of exciting things to come.
Yeah.
We'll only get stronger as we go, too. Yeah. So that's what's really cool about it.
Yeah.
And it's fun to just be, like, her and I. It's kind of just like a friendship hanging out at work.
Yeah, it's so fun.
Not like a huge salon.
Yeah. I like that. Like, I like that it's you come in, you hang out, you're comfortable, like, you know the people around you, and I don't want it to ever feel where you're like, you're in and you're out and you're just another number. Like, I want you to truly like coming and like being there too, which is huge.
All right, let's go around. What was your favorite song growing up?
Favorite song growing up? I used to listen to, what's that song? It's Man, I Feel Like a Woman by Shania Twain. Me and my grandma used to just like shout, or Honey, I'm Home. Shania was my girl. You grew up in a way different age group.
Yeah, honestly,
than us.
Probably something from like High School Musical.
Yeah.
Or like Justin Bieber.
Hannah Montana, probably.
Oh,
like
love
the
her.
Climb.
Yeah. That's someone puts a brief.
Something I like actually thought I knew how to sing.
Yeah,
you know, like,
and it's really inspirational.
Song.
It's the climb. Mm-hmm.
My favorite song was Big and Rich Country. What was it?
Save a horse,
Ride a Cowboy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I love that. I mean, I could sing that whole song and then it would go to all the different people singing. I'd have every single exactly.
Oh, that's funny.
All right, well, thank you for joining in.
Thank you, we made it.
For the Office of the China Hall podcast. If people want to learn more about Swoon, if they want to follow you on Instagram, if they want to get an appointment, where do they go?
SwoonBeautyLounge.com. So that's our website. Our Instagram is Swoon_BeautyLounge. So follow us on there. You can book an appointment through Instagram. But you can also message us with any questions you have. If you're not really sure, like if this is for you or you have questions, just message us and we'll talk you through it.
Yep. And when you start your podcast, what's the name of it going to be?
What is the name going to be? We're going to keep that a secret.
Yeah, it's kind of a secret right now.
Yeah, we're going to.
If you have any ideas, just put it in the comments.
Yeah,
and then we'll
let us know what our podcast should be called. And if you would listen, because
listen.
I think we have some great advice.
We have a lot to give.
Yes.
Thank you, Kayla. Thank you, Taya.
Thank you.
Good luck in the new business adventure.
Thanks.
See ya.
We were born for this. Hope we're still alive.
Oh my gosh,
that's awesome.
Done.
Easy,
you guys
easy.
Are great. You guys are awesome at talking on there.
Right?
You just got it naturally.
We do.
You need to do a podcast.
I know. What are we? You're going to help us with this.
Yeah,
what are
no
we going to do?
I'm surprised no one said anything.
I know. I think people were like, what the hell
like,
is she doing?
Did you share it too?
Yeah.
I know. It was like my cousin, aunt.
Listen back to it. Can you actually hear it?
Oh, my grandma just posted something on Facebook. So cute. Hello. Watch our podcast, please.